Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ben Crenshaw can't be with us this morning, but good morning, Ben. Okay, welcome into the clubhouse. This is the Golf Club on the radio. We're also streaming live around the world. Aloha from Hawaii. And it's a podcast, and you can find that live stream or the podcast, radiogolfclub.com. HTTP, all that stuff. And then radiogolfclub.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts, it's available. But the live stream, certainly at radiogolfclub.com. I got some great guests for you today. George McNeely. He's McNeely Communications. He's on the PGA Tour. Lewin Mayer is calling in from Scotland. She's a senior writer, Global Golf Post. Derek Graber, senior loan officer, Cross Country Mortgage. Figure it out. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master over at Wailea Golf Academy. And Dave Schultz, founder, Next Links. He's a CEO, managing partner, Next Links. It is so cool, the whole idea of being able to not only practice your long game, but then take that tee shot, you know, that drive that you just hit, and it's beautiful, and you're following it, and it lands. You don't know really where it landed or what the terrain's like, but see, they've got it set up. The electronics that Dave created, it'll show you where the ball is on the green, which is also indoors. So you get to practice everything. Yeah. We're going to be talking with Dave right after this. We're going to thank our sponsors first.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7. Licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store, and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, let's go right in and to, yes, it's a LIV Golf tournament. I bet you thought I'd never be talking about LIV Golf. Dave Schultz, CEO, Next Links, and founder of Next Links, and the managing partner of Next Links. He got an invitation to go to see what's going on Pumpkin Ridge in Oregon. Welcome into the clubhouse. Dave, are you there?
I am. Hello, Danielle. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you very well. So it's so good to have you on. Tell me a little bit about how you created what I described. Again, Next Links is indoor golf. Dave Schultz is the aviation electronics brains behind the screen. He's designed all of the electronics. Augie Pisa is the award-winning golf course designer who connects the long game with the short game. So you start with a golf simulator, like, you know, the ones that you all see and have maybe even played on. That takes you to, of course, the ball and club. It takes you to your short game. So the short game is realistic. This is Augie's realm. And you are the expert with the engineering, the electronics. You've married these two aspects together. How did you come up with this idea? What was the kernel in your brain that brought it out?
Well, I'm a lifelong problem solver, as you know, Danielle. So my corporate job was, you know, solving big problems in, you know, the oil and gas industry and non-golf related industries. And 7 years ago, I saw the emergence of golf entertainment beginning to really scale in the market, and just started thinking about what might come next, and had this idea about connecting, you know, virtual play and real play for the short game. And pitched it to my son, who was 21 at the time, and he said, "Dad, that's a great idea." And that's sort of how it started. Here we are 7 years later, you know, finally beginning to really get some penetration into the market.
Well, penetration, yes. Oh, by the way, Brandel Chambly is on your board of directors, and Brandel is celebrating his birthday today. Someone has been poking the bear, the big 6-0 today. Congratulations. Well done, Brandel. You look fabulous. Your hair is still perfect, right?
And as you know, Brandel and I are on pretty opposite sides of this particular experience with LIV Golf, so it creates an interesting dynamic as well.
Yes. Well, and you know, Brandel and you are on opposite sides. I find it fascinating how just about everything has become, so you're polar. It's kind of driving me nuts. But then again, I find it all distasteful. I just find the money pool.
It's heartbreaking, Daniel. It's heartbreaking.
Yes, it is heartbreaking. You mean the fact that, I don't like LIV Golf. I mean, let's just put it right on the table, Danielle. I find it, where the money comes from is awful to my way of thinking. And I find it, there's no competition on the course. It's a shotgun start. If there is, or two guys are close, they're battling out for the victory. They could be on completely different holes, so you don't see any real competition. The teams is kind of cool. Somehow that could be incorporated in other tours. But all this we're going to sue you, DP World Tour, because you've punished us for doing something we weren't supposed to do from the beginning. They signed contracts. They signed contracts. When they started playing for the PGA Tour, they signed contracts when they started playing for the DP World Tour. Those contracts stipulated X, Y, and Z. And they've broken the contracts. So there is always consequences if you break a deal. And I could go on and on about this. Tell me what you like about it.
You know, Danielle, it's so funny because I never thought, when I decided to quit my professional career and, commit my life to growing the game of golf and using my life skills to do so, that I would end up being a controversial topic for supporting, the emergence of LIV Golf. So I actually love the shotgun start, right? So I've been here since Wednesday. I think it's awesome seeing all of the players on the range, just before they go out. And, then they all get it set up. And, yesterday I was on 18 at the VIP suite watching DJ come in last because he was the top of the leaderboard on day one. So the way they, arrange the groupings, it comes in sort of traditionally by the end of the tournament anyway. Most the leaders are going to come in on 18 for the most part, or near it.
Okay. It's no cut. So everybody's going to be paid their guaranteed prize money, no matter, where they finish. They'll get something.
Correct. But, Danielle, but competitors, like, at that level, right, so there's so much talk about the money. And obviously the money is what created this, change, right?
Right.
But the reason the money was necessary is because the status quo, rather than just calling it the PGA Tour leadership, let's just call it the status quo, right? The status quo made a determination that LIV had to die, and that anybody that went over to LIV was the enemy, and anybody that went over to LIV will never play on the PGA Tour, will be turned into a pariah. I'm sorry, but a lot of these 17 players have a lot of integrity and a lot of character, and have earned that over years and years of playing and creating the market for golf. And so I would just say, without integrity and honor, having everything means nothing. And a lot of these players that joined LIV already had a lot of money. And I can tell you, if you have a lot of money and somebody offers you more, it's really not that exciting, right? You already have a lot of money. Competing is what drives these players. And I can tell you there's a very high level of competition going on today in Oregon.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that because you're there. You know, when you sign a contract and you break it, what do you think the deal should be? What kind of consequence should there be if you've made an agreement?
Well, so again, you're assuming that these players are way out of line in violation of their contract, and not that, you know, perhaps the corporation that is the PGA Tour is misflexing muscles that go beyond the contract. So I think you know, all of us need to just sort of let that part of it play out.
Okay.
I don't think it's good for anybody to be suing anybody right now.
But that's what they say they're going to do.
You know, that's what happens when there's legal disputes, when things are, you know, two parties don't agree on the same answer.
Okay, well, I've heard from players who say they're going to band together and they're going to sue, for instance, the DP World CEO Keith Pelley came out and said after the 16 European Tour players who were fined and suspended because they didn't live up to their contractual agreements. They didn't get permission to play and live. Pelley said, go ahead.
Don't forget, Daniel, that there really is an organized, you know, media and corporate strategy to sort of diminish these players and sort of challenge their integrity, challenge their character. So that's the goal. So, you know, it's having the right effect, right? The people that want to squash Liv are effectively smearing the character of the others.
Okay.
And the others, you know, have a different position, and they're just coming back and trying to, you know, exercise their rights to sort of be contrary.
Okay. All right. They also say that they want to play less golf. You know, like this gives them an opportunity to not have to play as much as was demanded of them in their contractual agreement with the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, whatever. But they're going to have to play 10 events, and then they're going to have to play, is it 14 next year they're going to have live?
14 next year, that's right.
Right. And then if they wanted to play the majors, then that would be 18. So it's not less. On the PGA Tour, you have to play 14, and that includes the four majors. So I'm just confused.
You know, Daniel, I was confused too. And remember that the reason I'm involved is the reason I've really chosen a side here is because I was forced to, one, and two, because I'm on the side of what's good for the game of golf in the long term. And having this new format is good. What it does is it gives these players the opportunity to choose how they prepare for the majors, assuming they get the world ranking points, which I think they will. It just gives them more options for how they decide they're going to prepare to be the world's best player.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be through the PGA Tour anymore in the future world. And that's upsetting for the PGA Tour because they thought that they had control over all of the best players in the world. And it turns out they don't.
All right. Well, okay. You know, we agree to disagree. I would really like you to read an article, an interview with Jimmy Dunn, if you could get a hold of that.
I would love to. Please send it to me. I'm an avid learner. I really want to see this thing turn out for the best for everybody in the end. And you know, hearing you and so many like you that have this really strong opinion against both these players and the emergence of the tour itself, you know, it's disheartening, and we're both heartbroken for different reasons, right? We both feel like we have the same high ground, and, you know, when you have that situation, it's really difficult to get to the next step.
But, exactly.
You know, the good thing about the universe is time keeps passing, and, you know, everything does tend to normalize and heal itself over time, and I still believe that the long result, right, for golf is going to be very positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the tour and for these players.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I'm excited that you're there, and you're saying, you know, that it was it's a fun environment. And I've always been a proponent of the game being fun, especially for people who are going to go to the golf course right now and, you know, want to go out.
Yeah.
You don't have too high expectations. Just play your game. Whatever, you know, your game is going to give you, that's the best thing to do. And then as you warm up and get into the groove and have a nice time with your friends, things, you know, could get better. You never know. But getting upset is a hard thing to deal with. That's what I think about when you're just going out to play a round of golf.
Oh, it is. I mean, but think about what this is doing in terms of a new fan experience. You know, so it's when you talk about growing the game of golf, it's about bringing new people towards the game that never experienced it before. And that's what this new format is doing. It's bringing outsiders into the golf equation. And then they're going to be more likely to be interested in picking up a club in the future. And that's what grows the game.
Yeah, certainly. Absolutely. Top Golf did a lot. The pandemic was massively good for golf, which is bizarre. But it got everybody outside on the golf course because that was... Let me give some tee times here. Volcano Golf Club has an 850 and a 1010. Makalei has an 850 and a 930. Poipu, there's a 920 and an 1110. And the Southside Men's Club, they're all out having a great time, as always. And there are two Babe Watch ladies on the golf course, too, today, I'm told. Roha Wine Country Club has a 1010 for you. There is a 956 at Bayview. Makaha East is sold out. So they're suggesting people make reservations now for tomorrow. A Wailea Gold Course 11, Emerald Course 1140, the Blue Course has an 1128, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. I regardless of how we feel about Liv, I think you have such a wonderful product, a wonderful growing the game experience for people. And tell us what's opened up most recently? What's in the plan?
Yeah, so we've got a project in Dubai, actually, that's probably going to be the hottest one that'll open the first. I can't talk a lot about it, but we're putting together a really dreamy team. You know, it's going to be about a 36,000 square foot venue with about 15,000 square feet of our gameplay, right? With simulator screens and putting greens, and the most of it is going to be putting greens. So if you think about the sports bars and whatnot that you see popping up, they're all simulators and no putting. We're sort of flipping the script on that, right? I think of it like a 4-to-1 ratio, really, on putting to hitting, right? So the size of the putting area is going to be large, and the number of simulators is going to be fewer. Because putting's actually it's a more approachable game for beginners, and with our technology, we've figured out how to monetize it, you know, in a similar way to how they do it with the driving range space, where you're, you know, sitting in a social group together and the putting green's just there in front of you. And then our technology turns that one putting green into, you know, 2 or 3 hours of family entertainment or stiff competition, depending on what your, you know, what your flavor is, what you want to do.
Yeah.
So that one's super excited. And then, you know, La Quinta is a little slower to progress just because it's hard to find funding for, you know, $40-50 million projects that are ground up like this. But now we've got a 2-year relationship with the city, you know, couldn't be on better terms. We're, you know, just continuing to talk through the ground lease and continuing to find the right sponsors to make sure that product gets up and going. I mean, no better place to build a new standard brick and mortar than, you know, the home of golf in La Quinta, right there.
Right there
in Arnie's backyard.
Yeah. Well, I just am amazed at the work you've done. When you went into the Navy, what was your desire coming out? What plans did you have? Did it have anything at all to do with golf and indoor golf?
Zero. I was going to be an accountant, and then my wife convinced me to be an engineer, so I became an electronic engineer, and worked as a vibration engineer in the oil and gas industry. But I've loved golf since I was a child, and when I saw the market conditions changing, and the world really, I could see that there was a new world of golf that was going to open up, and it is opening up, and it's opening up beyond the tradition, but I think that's what's scaring everybody, Danielle, is fear that we're going to lose the tradition and lose the history. And I just don't see that happening. Golf is such a special sport. It's been special to me since I can remember. And I feel like I'm living my dream life now, right? Because I'm finally doing things that, are really aligned with who I am as a human being and what makes me happy. And getting involved in stuff like this and trying to break down some of these barriers, trying to get people to see both sides of the equation and embrace the future is part of what I enjoy doing. So even having disagreements with you on the phone like this is fun for me because because I appreciate you as a human being and I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, no, I disagreements. It's not really a disagreement. I'd give you a hug right now.
We just have different views of something that isn't fully formed yet, right? And I don't think we're really going to know, for another few years. But certainly, one last tidbit. Just this didn't happen just this month or this week, right? This was Saudi Aramco that made this decision years and years ago to form Golf Saudi and really bring golf to their population from the ground up, almost like our baseball. And so they've just been running a business plan and their business plan is big and it involves a lot of growth and it runs into snags when you hit the powers that be and you can't figure out a way to make peace together. Then, fires burn and then they get put out and then progress is made.
Well, we could talk for a long time about this because they don't need a business plan. They don't need to make money. They got like $60 billion they can just...
I know, but that's not what drives people, Danielle. Just because you have money, money isn't the reason to live. Money is what you get because you're living.
Okay. Yes, I agree with you, but that's living. That's life.
Yeah. Live and let live. Let live live. That's my message.
Dave Schultz is founder of NextLinks. He's CEO and managing partner, NextLinksGolf.com. Go and check it out. It's really cool. Dedicated to growing the game of golf. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dave.
I appreciate you, Danielle. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Aloha. We'll be back with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Director of Player Development at Wailea after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038. Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Iwilei. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Okay, we've got this really cool addition to the website. Really cool addition to the website. It is the Pro Shop, but you get to the Pro Shop by going through radiogolfclub.com. Radiogolfclub.com. And then you'll see merchandise, merch. And then you'll see the Pro Shop. And you can shop for your favorite gear, whether it's accessories and gifts, or if you want brands like Eddie Bauer or the North Face, or there's hats and there's kids stuff and there's lady stuff and there's men's stuff and there's lots of stuff that you can have for yourself. Or we have gift certificates available now, so you can give a gift certificate, and the person that you have no idea what they'd like to have, what color shirt would they like to wear, what kind of hat do they want to wear, what kind of logo would they like to see, you can give them a gift certificate.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
We're going to welcome back into the clubhouse a good friend of mine from Maui. And we have a book to give to you, one of his books. And he has just an amazing, amazing amount of knowledge. It's such a great gift. Claude Brousseau is PGA Master, Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy, and he's a Golf Channel Academy lead coach. He's Golf Digest Certified Instructor. He just was awarded that Golf Digest Certified Instructor, ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest, the list of best instructors 2022-2023 in every state, second time in a row. You know, he was also number one in 2019-2020. He's just an amazing talent. And welcome into the clubhouse, Claude. Oh, Claude's coming back? All right. Yeah, he won the Horton Smith Award and the Bill Strasberg Award. And, of course, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. He created this very cool virtual golf academy. And now he's using his knowledge of all the things video, which he developed so beautifully in his first with the Virtual Golf Academy, that is being shown now on Sports Illustrated Golf, their column. It's pages, actually, not really just a column, but he has a column and his videos are there. Morning Read. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you so very much for having me.
It's a pleasure having you. And you know, the things, we could talk for hours. We could talk for hours. But I like what you're writing here on several different things. Train and practicing like you play. Can we talk a little bit about that? Because a lot of people go to the range and just hit balls. And that's fine if you're, I guess, if you're just trying to get some frustration. My son used to do that. Yeah, I'm just hitting balls, Mom.
Yeah, and he sees a picture of somebody on the ball, I guess, too.
Yeah, or somebody in the distance to aim at, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that, it doesn't do anything for your game. You know, you're not really practicing your game. So how should we do that? How should we practice and train?
Good, Danielle. That's a great question there. And that will help you, listener, because often we hear people saying, you know, golfers saying, I'm good at the range, but I cannot transfer that to the course when they go in place. So to transfer that, let's say we start with the short game area at their practice facility. I call that, just take your three amigos plus your putter. Three amigos means your three wedges, let's say, and your putter, in only one ball. Then you stand, let's say, on the green, and you just throw it over your head, and wherever that ball land, that's where you will play it. And I call that no princess lies here. You cannot put it on the top of the grass, because that's probably not what you will do on the golf course. And from there, you need to go to the process of playing this shot in feeling and then putting in your body and mind that, okay, it's a shot on the course. So you select your wedge, the one you want to take for that shot. deciding the distance, the trajectory, then you execute the shot. Then now you take your putter and you go and you putt it until the ball is in the hole. If it takes you 5 shots when you practice, but that will take you 5 shots when you're on the golf course as well. So you need to increase your skill. Then that's one thing. Okay, so do that execution, count how many shots it took you to put the ball in the hole from there. And then you're on the green, throw the ball somewhere. Just to give some guideline, you know, on the tour, average scrambling, they call that, from 10, distance from 10 to 20 yards from the green, what we call up and down, it's about 65%. That's the tour average. The top three players are 79%.
Wow.
But that's the reality in what you could expect as well, because you and I, Danielle, don't like frustrated golfer. So if the expectation are not realistic, they'd be very frustrated. And then they want to give up the game or they're too hard on themselves.
Right.
That's the other thing that we don't want to happen. So if you're a, let's say, 90 shooter, roughly 15 to 20 in the capper, I mean, you have to, at the beginning, until you train enough like that, you will take probably 4 shots. Then you keep track of that. So next time you go, you see your improvement. Then if you throw it in the bunker, let's say where you practice, there's a bunker close to the green, do the same thing.
Perfect. So, but you want me to, let me just ask you a question. When you said throw it over your head, do I have to stand without, you know, with my back to wherever I'm going to throw it and throw it so that, you know, I can't do anything like tossing the ball into a good spot?
That would give you the two options, Danielle. But you really understood well what I said at the beginning.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's say if the frustration level start to be too high, I was okay for the next ball, give you a little better situation. Correct.
Good. All right. Now, while we're talking, this is Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, okay, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy. And he has written, "Realize your golfing potential. Unlock the secrets of a proficient short game." He's a Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified. I mean, Claude has put together this fabulous book, and it could be yours. All you have to do is dial 808-545-1111. That's 808-545-1111, and it'll be sent to you and autographed by Claude Brousseau. Now, we've been having trouble with our phone lines, so I'm not sure, you know, how this is going to go. Just we'll give it a shot. So you want me to go into the bunker now? I mean, that's the last place I want to be.
Correct. So because you need to train on all aspects, and then I will explain the bunker, and then I will explain the longer shot.
Okay.
So yes, if there is a bunker close where you practice and train, so throw a ball in the bunker and play it from there. Again, just to put things in perspective, the tour average save for a bunker shot less than 10 yards. So that means they're really close to the green. It's about 51%.
Mm.
So that's for the best in the world. Let's call that one out of two that they will make up and down. Now, that's not what you see on TV, because on TV, they show you the good shots, or they show you, this is the tour average. So, of course, the weekend, the ladies that is, you know, winning the tournament or in the top five, their average will be better than that. But so now, I call that your personal par when you go and play now.
Okay.
So on the card, let's say you're playing here at Wailea Emerald Course, just for an example, or anywhere in the world, look at the hole. Let's say they are handicapped. If the number 7, let's see here on the goal, is the hardest hole, so it's handicap number 1, and it's a par 5. But for somebody shooting in the 90s, the real par, personal par, will be a 7.
Okay.
Because they don't have the skill to make par on that one.
Gotcha.
So they need, okay?
Yeah. So, what, you know, how do you get good at coming out of the bunker?
But first, you need to know how to do it. So you need a coach that explains to you why this is your shot in golf. Rapidly, that's first. You need to have what I call the knowledge. There is two knowledge. The first one is what I call intellectual. Of course, you need to know how to use your body in the club. So first, get a coach that will explain to you why is this your shot in golf. In 2-3 sentences here, why is this your shot? Because the club face never touched the ball. We just want to throw some sand onto the green. That's the first reason. The second reason, in the bunker, the orientation of the club face, okay? People call that open. I call that oriented to the right. Close, oriented to the left for a right-handed player. So the orientation of the club face has no effect on the direction of the ball. Why? Because the club doesn't touch the ball. So you throw some sand. So it's the club touch the sand first, create a little cushion, and then push the ball out. So that's why it's easier shot in golf. The other reason is you can hit somewhere in the sand. You don't need to be as precise as when you are on the fairway, because you can hit, let's say, 1 inch behind, 2 inch behind, and you can even go, you won't want to do that, but to explain why it's easier, you can go 3 inches behind the ball, and then the ball will go out and straight all the time. So the ball comes out parallel to where the golfer is placed in relation with the target line. So that's why it's easier shot in golf. Now, you need to do some repetition with this knowledge, and they will get better. I would just add, Danielle, that the quality of the sand has also some effect on the quality we can do the shot. So you need to know if the ball is plugged, how do you adjust for that. My videos on Sport Illustrated and my book, you get all that information as well. But get a coach that will help you to understand how to use the club in your body.
Yes. You need a coach. Now, you are available to people on the... You can do Zoom calls.
Correct.
You can, right. So someone can call you and reach yep. out to you. What's the mm-hmm. best way? How do you like to be gotten in touch with?
But they can go on my website, you know, Claude4BestGolf.com. They can also call here at the Wellia Golf Academy. The phone number is 808-856-9458. So 808-856-9458. And then they request that I call them back. And then we make an appointment and we make that happen.
Okay. All right. Now, that's great. No, I'm going to hit you with another phone number, guys. Because of our phone line issues, we want you to call to win. Have this book sent to you. And it's beautiful. So well, everything is well illustrated. It's great. Easy words to understand. 808-524-9090. 808-524-9090. Okay? Call that number and you will get this wonderful book by Claude Brousseau. Okay, Claude, you know, we've got about 2 minutes left. And I'm sorry we're so late.
But, it's all good.
Yeah. What do you want to leave us with? We're driving in our cars and we're going to try to get to our tee time. Hey, coach, what should I be thinking about?
First, having fun. It's a hobby. You play for fun. Second, kind of get you in a good, great, you're grateful that you were able to go and play golf anywhere in the world. And then just slow down and then in your mind, replay all the good shots you ever done in your life on the first tee. Then when you get on the first tee, you'll be in a better frame of mind. You will also have prepare your sensorial golfer, I call that. Then that's what I would suggest you do at the last minute. Listen to music you like, but just put yourself in a good mood because you're going to have fun. And that's what I would suggest to do.
Excellent. Excellent. Claude Brousseau, the phone line's ringing. The number to call, 808-524-9090. If it's busy, keep calling, okay? Because we're taking calls right now. You can hear. All right. Claude, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Have a great day. Aloha.
Aloha. Claude Brousseau is PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy, Emerald Side, okay, the Emerald Course, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, and he's just been Golf Digest Certified Instructor. Boy, that plaque looks good. So that's 808-524-9090. I think we're almost to that ninth caller. Don't stop calling, okay? We'll be back after this. Derek Graber, the originating branch manager, senior loan officer, Cross Country Mortgage. He's with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Derek Graber, he's the originating branch manager, senior loan officer, Cross Country Mortgage. Welcome into the clubhouse, Derek.
Yeah, Danielle, thank you so much for having me on today. Hope everyone's doing well.
Oh, you know, it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day to go to all those open houses everywhere around.
Yes, it is.
Because you're looking for what you can find at this point, right? Let's see what's out there. And you want to jump on it right away. And you don't want to lose it. So there's something that confuses me. And I'm not sure everybody understands. What is the difference between pre-qualified and pre-approved?
Yeah, definitely. Great question. So that's kind of a term. Both those terms are kind of thrown around a little loosely. But generally speaking, pre-qualification means that the lender, whoever you're working with, they're just going off of your word. They haven't really looked at the credit report. They haven't looked at your income documentation or the proof of funds, like your bank statements. Sometimes people are really weary about, you know, getting the credit pulled and all that. But really, it's important to do the pre-approval, especially in today's market, because you want the pre-approval letter is just a more solid letter. The sellers know that when that pre-approval is there, that means the lender has looked at the credit report, they've looked at the proof of funds, like the bank statements, and they've looked at the income documents, and they know for sure that they have a loan on this. You know, the underwriter gives the final word, but they know that the lender has looked at it and really given, you know, a thorough look through the situation and issued that pre-approval letter on good faith.
Excellent. You know, yeah, because to me, in my little brain, pre-qualified seems more serious than pre-approved. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're right. It's a little different, a little kind of flipped around. In this case, though, with mortgages, it's pre-approved is the letter that you want to see, because you know that means that there probably isn't going to be any hiccups. Because sometimes, especially like with a self-employed individual, they may say, hey, I make X amount of dollars a month, but then you look at the tax returns and it's different because they have a bunch of write-offs. One of the kind of hurdles that you come across.
And so let's say you walk into an open house and everybody's there looking and you're going, gosh, there's all this competition. And all you've got is your pre-qual letter. So then you'd have to say, we need your pre-approved. And so then you've got to, that could take days, right? And you've lost your place in line.
Yeah, definitely. There are a lot of agents nowadays, you know, are really hip to the difference between the pre-call and the pre-approval, and they're going to want to submit that offer with the pre-approval letter because it's going to look better to the sellers. Sometimes they'll submit with the pre-qualification letter, but really, especially if the home is turnkey, is really doesn't need any repairs or anything, there's going to be multiple offers, so you want your offer to stand out in front. And one of the ways to stand out is to say, hey, this pre-approval letter that we're sending in, it's solid. You know, there's not going to be any hiccups throughout the process. You're going to close. You don't have to worry about, you know, my buyer. This is a good offer. You don't have to worry.
Right on.
So you want to get that pre-approval letter, yeah.
Right on. Now, part of me says, why would anybody want to buy now? It's so high. I'm going to wait until it goes down. And besides that, inventory is so low. What's the benefit to getting into the market now?
Yeah, so that's another good question, because that's really on a lot of people's minds. They're like, hey, man, things are too hot right now. What's going on? Am I overpaying for the home? Not necessarily. You still get the appreciation of the home if you buy now. Because even if the housing market cools off, you know, we don't have the 20% year-over-year appreciation. And that's an average. Some places, especially out here, you know, some neighborhoods are getting more than 20%, you know, year-over-year.
Wow.
Appreciation. So if you still get in now, even if it cools, and even if and when it cools down a little bit, you're going to get that equity, that appreciation over time. And, you know, everybody hears the rates are higher than, you know, 2.25% or more percent higher than they were a year ago. Well, you can always refinance in the future. You can get into your perfect loan, you know, down the road when rates come back down again. If you get in now, you're going to take advantage and reap the benefits of that appreciation.
Okay.
And it's going to pay off in your favor.
So, okay, Derek, I'm going to ask you the tough one here. Why are you the best to go to?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for asking that. So what I like to say is, and what I really believe, is that Cross Country Mortgage, we're a solution-oriented lender that offers fast and efficient personal service. So we've got a wide variety of loan programs to help more borrowers, more financial scenarios in that. But also as well, that's not the only thing we're offering. You've also got the fast and efficient personal service that I was talking about. So with me, you know, we do have on-island processing and underwriting. That's a big deal, especially out here in Hawaii. You know, we don't have to send things back to the mainland normally to be done. You know, so we have people that understand the Hawaii market, you know, that are working on your loan, working on your loan for you. But I'm also the point of contact throughout the whole throughout the whole process.
You're not getting passed off
somebody else.
Yes. That's such a weird feeling. You know, you get to know somebody and then you kind of develop a relationship, a trust, and then they, all right, so nice, you know, now I'm going to take you into this other room and you're going to really work with this person. You're like, wait a minute, what? What? You know, it's like, where are you leading me? Some of the reviews, this is Derek Graber, originating branch manager, senior loan officer, cross country mortgage. Some of the reviews I found, our experience with Derek at Cross Country Mortgage exceeded all expectations. Another one, I will be referring all of my family and friends to Derek. And great customer service from the whole team and easy to work with. So give Derek a call. Derek Graber, originating branch manager, senior loan officer, Cross Country Mortgage. Thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back from Scotland. Lewin Mayer is calling in. Global Golf Post, senior European writer and special correspondent. And she's the author of several books, including 100 Years of Women's Golf, Carefree Golf, Woman Golfer. Let me go back to that. Carefree Golf. That's what we should be playing, see? Carefree Golf. Okay. Enough of the fun factor. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038. Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Iwilei. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Okay, we've got this really cool addition to the website. Really cool addition to the website. It is the Pro Shop, but you get to the Pro Shop by going through radiogolfclub.com. Radiogolfclub.com. And then you'll see merchandise, merch. And then you'll see the Pro Shop. And you can shop for your favorite gear, whether it's accessories and gifts, or if you want brands like Eddie Bauer or the North Face, or there's hats and there's kids stuff and there's ladies stuff and there's men's stuff and there's lots of stuff that you can have for yourself. Or we have gift certificates available now, so you can give a gift certificate and the person that you have no idea what they'd like to have, what color shirt would they like to wear, what kind of hat do they want to wear, what kind of logo would they like to see, you can give them a gift certificate.
The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
And yes, I just want to, it's a great day for Derek's. Derek, congratulations. You have won Claude Brousseau's book. It is so cool. You will so like it. It's awesome. All right, and you can, I don't have the website in front of me for folks who might like, I'll have that later, because we're going to go to Scotland. Global Golf Post, Lewin Mayer, senior writer, is with us, special correspondent. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lewin.
Oh, thank you. I've been enjoying listening for the last few minutes.
Oh, thank you for listening. You know, so I heard, and we're back to a little bit to live golf. I heard that the big money that's being tossed about, that there are plans in the works to then, you know, start to, once this men's aspect gets all put together, and there'll be an attempt to get lots of women and, you know, give them a bunch of money, because that would be the lure, you know, that women just don't make enough money to barely pay their expenses unless they're, in the last 2 years, in the top echelon of the LPGA Tour. And we all know there are hundreds of, maybe not hundreds, but I know several young ladies from Hawaii who have been on the mini tours, not even the Epson Tour, but mini tours, trying to work their way up. And it's a struggle. So what do you think, Lewin? Do you think that women would like a Live Golf women's edition?
Well, I heard about this suggestion some time ago from Pete Coe at Cowan, who's a very good teacher over here. And when people were showing reluctance to join the Live Tour, he was surprised that the Saudis didn't go for the women, because he thought that they would accept, because, you know, they actually do need money more than the men. The men get plenty. But I don't really know. I mean, I think the women in many instances might be inclined to be more loyal to their own tours.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I feel the same way. And they may be a little bit more suspicious of, you know, anybody who's giving you that much money and to say there's no consequence. You know, I was reading this one article written by really fascinating person, Jimmy Dunn. And he was in the towers in New York when we came under attack on 9/11. It just so happened that he went to play golf. So he wasn't in the towers when the plane struck. He's a friend with Phil Mickelson and Patrick Reed. He's also a friend with John Rahm and Ricky Fowler and Justin Thomas. So, you know, when you look at Justin Thomas, who's against the Live concept, and then you look at Phil Mickelson, who obviously bought in right away, or was bought in, I don't whatever your position is on that one. So, you know, he's talking about how some guys are telling him that once you have agreed to play their way, the head of Live called him, said, you got to come over today. So-and-so is only going to be here from 1 to 5. And the guy says, I can't. You know, he had something else scheduled. He couldn't on the last minute just drop everything. And the fellow, the head of Live, said, you don't understand. We're telling you to come now. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah. You know, so he says, once you sign up with the Saudis, you're kind of with them. You know, it's beholden. Yeah. Their moods can change. So that's something someone said to me a long time ago. You know, you're not going to have much of an opportunity to be your own person. You're going to really be, you know, you've been given a lot of money. And in the process of giving a lot of money, there usually is something expected in return. So I've just been reading all these things, but I would totally understand. I've never been offered $200 million.
You know, I prefer the way your friend Derek does his business with that cross-country housing or whatever it was.
Yes, exactly. The DP World Tour, they came out pretty strong right now against the guys who want to sue them, but don't you think this is going to end up in court anyway, no matter what?
I think it is. I think it's very sad. I mean, at the moment, what I'm seeing is the people who are close to the game, there's the good guys and the bad guys, and I'm afraid Liv, you know, apart from the fact that we're talking obscene amounts of money, I don't think they did the right thing at the start in coming up with these ridiculous phrases which they were told to use about how they'd be growing the game. Now, that's nonsense because the... You know, how can that happen all of a sudden? The game has been grown across the years, and, you know, they've made a wonderful job of it, you know, the amateur game, and now the, all the tours we have, you know, the PG, the, you know, the American Tour, the DP World Tour, and the Asian Tour, they've all done a wonderful job in getting players to where they are now. And I'm amazed that more of them don't want to support these people who've helped them along the way.
It is interesting just to see it all developing. At the same time, most of the guys that we hear, the big names, they're 40-something, you know, and it's that time of the life of a professional golfer where you're kind of in limbo. That's what I've heard. You know, you're not going to be able to win anymore against the young guns. And so, you know, you're just waiting to be 50 so you can play on the senior circuit. And this way you're just kind of pocketing some money and you're still playing, you're keeping your skills. I from that point of view, I get it, but it just seems like Ian Poulter, I think he's got a lot of money, at least I think he's got a lot of cars.
When is it enough cars? How many Porsches do you think he needs?
Yes.
But I don't know whether you saw, there's a comic called Connor Moore who did this wonderful clip on the Liv guys, and there was a great line in it. He mimics them all, and suddenly you hear this sound outside the window, and somebody, one of the Liv players, pokes his head out of the window and says, "Oh, it's just Lee Westwood. He decided to treat himself because he finished 29th at Centurion."
Naughty, naughty, we're having fun.
But, I mean, I think, as you've just been saying, these players I'm not the first to put it like this, but they're misfits and past-its. So, just give me the Rory McIlroys and the Colin Morikawas of this world. You know, they're really saying the right things, and you'd like your children to be like them if they were pros, wouldn't you?
Yes, actually, I would. You know, and watching last week and watching this week, and I'm seeing, you know, the quality of players that we have. These young guys playing really great golf, and they will be the names that we follow. And Brooks Koepka, unfortunately, you know, he was injured. And I certainly hope Bryson DeChambeau is able to overcome that hand issue. You know, that these are debilitating injuries for a golfer, and you really never play up to what you were unless you do something like, you know, you commit yourself so insanely like Tiger Woods did. And maybe Bryson DeChambeau has that mindset that he can do that. It's tough. It's tough. And you want to go and you want to contend. You want to compete. The compete part about it that bothers me is, as I mentioned earlier in the show, and I think last week too, I'm kind of grinding on this a little bit. You know, you don't have a field where you've got competition on the same hole, so two guys could be close, but you can't watch them at the same time. And then there's no charitable part of this. There are no businesses that really, maybe they can latch on and make some money, but there's no real business model. The Saudis, they don't need to make money. They're giving it away. They're shoveling it away. It's just a very, very contentious time. And I guess that's just the way it is. It is what it is right now. We just have to look at it very carefully. I just don't want it to ruin the game. And if they're having fun, as I said to one gentleman who was on the show earlier, Dave Schultz, Next Links Golf, that's the bottom line. We need to have fun. I just have a problem with where the money's coming from. It grinds on me. And the growing the game part, really, that bothers me a lot. Get over it. That's something else that was commented on that article. I'll send you a link so you can read that. I know you'll enjoy it. Let's change the subject. St. Andrews, are you going?
Oh, of course I'm going. Yes, I wouldn't miss that for anything. It'll be terrific. Absolutely terrific.
Yes, okay. And there is a pro-am that's being played now. And can you tell us a little bit about the pro-am? I think it's held every 5 years.
No, I really can't tell you anything about the pro-am.
Okay.
I've been writing pieces on, you know, actually, the piece I've just been writing is about Rory, because he's played twice at St. Andrews and been incredibly lucky both times. In 2010, he had an opening 63, and then the next day when he went out, he played three pars he had, which wasn't exciting, but then this storm struck, and they were off the course, and then they were told to sit in minibuses or on the grass while this wind came through. Then they got up, then they had to sit down again, then up again, and then all of a sudden the magic was gone, and he was no good after that. He did a second round 80, and it was such bad luck, because Louis Oosthuizen, who went on to win, he was out in the better weather and did a 67, so it was quite a difference, you know, in the scoring that was possible.
Yeah, you know, I love Rory. He seems to be getting his old self back.
He really does.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you what happened in 2015?
Of course.
He was he must have been 25, 26 then, and about a fortnight beforehand, he had a kick about playing football with friends, and he suffered a really bad ruptured whatever to his ankle, and he didn't play for a couple of months. So it was really sad, you know, missed the Scottish Open and the Open, and that could have been his year. And I'm just thinking, maybe this will be it, because as you say, he's getting close. You know, he's showing his old form, and he's just got to finish off. And he's had a bit of practice now in getting close, so maybe he'll do it this time.
You know, we expect so much of players. If you've got, you know what it's like, if you've lost a part of your game, you can't seem to find it. It gets depressing not being able to find it. It's like, I'm working so hard, and I don't know why I can't find it. Sometimes it takes something just to push you, you know, whether it's an emotional thing, it's an intellectual thing. If your brain gets distracted from the golf thing with other things, then all of a sudden you go back and you can just play. You know, we forget that we need to play in addition to thinking things through. So I'm really looking forward to St. Andrews. And we're seeing so many ads on television about Tiger Woods. He's won twice. If he does it again, it will be like cosmic. it's so much, there's so much hype about it. But Tiger Woods is playing in the 2022 J.P. McManus Pro-Am at Adair Manor. That's the one I'm talking about. That'll be July 4th through the 5th. And then after that, on my birthday, they will be at St. Andrews on Saturday. I'm so looking forward to seeing. I just love it that the Open is played always during my birthday. Aren't I? Yeah, it's wonderful. Who are you? So in addition to Rory McIlroy, you said you wrote some other pieces. What else have you written?
Well, I've been writing quite a bit, you know, I've been interested, I don't know when you will have heard, there's Lynn Grant, this girl who won the Scandinavian Mixed Open.
Yes.
So she won it by 7. What did you think of that? Because I thought that was a fascinating story.
Oh, that is wonderful. Now, if you're just, you know, joining us, she won by 7 strokes over the men, you know.
Yes.
I was just like floored. I mean, she wasn't like... And, you know, there's no handicap, guys. How old is she? She's young, too.
She's young, and she was off the latest tees. Now, but then, you know, I mean, that's only fair, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But you would be amazed at the number of men who sort of sent in tweets or Twitters or whatever you call them.
Oh, really?
And said she couldn't say she'd beaten the men because she wasn't off their tees.
Okay.
Now, okay. You know, but they'd be bound to say something like that, wouldn't they?
Yes, yes.
But then I was speaking to Peter McIlroy, who's a former world amateur champion, champion. I mean, he was literally the world number one in the ranking some years ago. And he is a great advocate of mixed golf. And we were discussing Lynn Grant's effort, and he thought it was absolutely amazing that the women really have stepped up in the last couple of years. So, you know, they're just terrific players. And one thing we discussed was what would happen if you put a good pro, a good male pro, in a field of women, of good women pros. Now, would he win every time? We'll let him go off the ladies' tees. And Peter thought he'd win 90% of the time on a damp Parkland course, but if you put him on a links, the women would have a much better chance, and it would be he'd have only a 60% chance of winning. So wow. I'm interested in what you would say.
Oh, my goodness. No, I like the idea that the links would be a woman's ground. That would be better for women than a Parkland course. And I agree that women, the way we're playing now, we're athletes. We're athletes in this game. And we work the game, and our minds are sharp, and we're steady, and almost unnervingly so. The way that, you know, we keep coming at it, coming at it, coming at it. Yeah, I'm in agreement with him. Yeah. That's
well,
good.
You know, I asked for any men who, you know, they were welcome to volunteer, but funnily enough, none of them has.
Well, let's put a dare. We'll put, we'll get some of the Saudi money, and we'll put, don't touch it, don't touch it. Thank you so much. We can read you in Global Golf Post. That's where you go, Global Golf Post. And sign up, and all you have to do is put your email in, and you'll get the free edition. And then there's the super edition. Of course, there's a subscription fee for that. So, but go see Lewin Mayer, and a lot of people would pronounce it Lewin, L-E-W-I-N-E. Mayer is M-A-I-R. Okay, so you can find everything she's written, and she's got these great books, too. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, no, I've loved being back. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. It's always fun talking with you. Aloha.
Bye.
George McNeely, Managing Partner, McNeely Communications, golf reporter for Voice of America, and he's with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Broadcasting from the H Hawaii Media Center, this is Hawaii's official oldie station, KORL, Waianae, Honolulu. Oldies 101.1.
Listen online at hawaiistream.fm.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
George McNeely, McNeely Communications and golf reporter for Voice of America. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle.
And he's recalling in from the John Deere Classic. That's where Jordan Spieth won his first PGA Tour showing. So this is a great... Beg your pardon?
And a number of others.
And a number of others. You know, first time outs, right? Do you want to mention some of them? I think Justin Thomas, but I'm not sure.
He didn't win the John Deere, but he did get a sponsor exemption and went on to great things with a couple of PGA championships. But certainly Dylan Fratelli comes to mind, Brian Harman, Michael Kim.
Yeah.
And the list goes on and on. Of course, Michael's on the Korn Ferry Tour these days.
Yeah.
Well, our two-round leader is JT Poston. He led after the first round, and he leads heading into moving day here at TPC Deer Run. Nothing flashy about JT. I like what our friend Steve DiMeglio wrote about him this week. He resides in the shadows. He walks deliberately, and he's definitely soft-spoken. But I don't agree with Steve that he's vanilla. I don't think he's a boring guy. He's a gentleman who lets his performance do the talking. I think that's really commendable in today's, hey, look at me in sports and entertainment and social media. You know, he's a great, he's 29 years old. I actually worked pretty closely with him in Dallas at the AT&T Byron Nelson on a feature for an official PGA Tour sponsor. And he wasn't even a paid spokesman or ambassador for that particular program. And he couldn't have been more gracious with his time and his focus and his attention. Speaking of focus, here at TPC Deer Run, he opens with a 9-under par 62 to match his career low from Connecticut a week ago. He shoots 6-under par Friday for a two-day total of 15-under par, and that is a four-shot lead heading into round three. We had a chat right after the round. I want you to hear some of this.
Cool.
I was just excited and eager to get out here and play. You know, game's in a great spot, so it's fun to get out there and make a bunch of birdies and play the way that I've been playing. So I was just excited to get out there and do it. And being pushed back an hour really wasn't too big a deal. But
JT, you pretty much kept your promise. When you were here yesterday, you said you were going to work on pad and your lead, and you're in a pretty good position at the end of the weekend.
Yeah, that was the game plan coming into the day was to, you know, last week I think the one thing I learned after playing well Thursday was to try and keep the pedal down. I think this golf course may yield a few more birdies than last week, but at the same time, it's you got to go out there and hit some golf shots and stay aggressive, and I was able to do that, which is nice.
And all the work you've been putting into the game is really paying off. How do you feel heading into the weekend?
I feel great. You know, my last few rounds out here have been great, going back into last week. So I'm just going to try and keep riding that momentum and keep doing exactly what I'm doing. Don't change anything and just kind of take the good looks when they come. And when I don't have a good number or don't feel good over it, just be smart about it. So fortunately, I'm in that position. I can do that.
What a genuinely thoughtful young man, and his caddy, Aaron. I've worked with those guys. They'd be a terrific duo to
victory here at the John Deere.
Now, Poston's the guy that everybody calls the postman.
Yeah, it's on his bag. It even says the postman.
Yeah.
And the postman wants to win twice because he is seeking his second win on tour. He leads one other, Denny McCarthy, who's 11 under after 36 holes. Four others, including young Chris Goderup, five off the pace at 10 under. You remember Goderup, the Haskins and Nicholas Award winner, and a top collegiate player in his own right. He got a sponsor exemption, and he's certainly making the most of it. Let's hear from him.
I definitely was fighting to make the cut more the last two, 3 weeks, rather than, you know, playing to win, which, you know, I was not really happy about. So to be in this spot now is pretty fulfilling. But obviously there's a lot of golf left.
Five off the pace at 10 under par is Chris Goderup. Four others are five back. Mateus Schwab, that's someone that you've been interested in. You've talked to him in Hawaii.
6 under on my last 9 holes was great. I mean, hit some nice shots and then made a lot of putts. Things just kind of switched, I would say, and it was fun to be out there.
So how cool is that? We got a lot of young guns that are really making their moves.
Yes, that is so cool. Thank you for that. Mateus Schwab, interesting fellow. There's a YouTube where there's a video of him bouncing the golf ball off of the club face as he's walking. And the walk continues from like a home area and then into the wilderness up the rocks. And then pretty soon he's in the snow and he's still bouncing the ball on the club face. Unbelievable. I was, it was even on Golf Channel today. But what a great bunch of young men who are playing. And then there are some, you know, Charles Howell III has been playing on tour. Emilio Grillo has been playing on the tour for a long time. And they're doing quite well as too. CT of Pan is at 12 under. It's a great field. You're standing. I have a photo of you standing in front of that massive piece of equipment. Could that actually run, that John Deere piece of equipment?
Yeah, well, absolutely. On Wednesday night, they had the annual Big Dig, which is a players-only party that I've been privileged to attend since 2013, where these players go out to a barbecue and they and their families get to drive the equipment. They get to move some dirt. I was moving gravel in that picture that I do, which was way too much fun. Schwab, for his part, went to the John Deere Museum and wanted to look at the farm equipment because where he's from in Austria, there's a lot of farmland. This is a really cultural happening. It's the heartland of America, and it's a throwback to, frankly, when covering professional sports was a lot more fun. These are very accessible athletes at the John Deere Classic. I know if I were a feature writer, I would put this one on my list because it's not like any of the other tour events, quite candidly. The setup, the accessibility, the graciousness. Now, you know, the field gets some criticism. Think about this tournament, Danielle. It's gone up against the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup, the Olympics, and the British Open. So it's been challenged from a PGA Tour scheduling perspective, but it's always thriving and it's always making magic, as I'd like to say here.
Yeah, it's got heart. It's always thriving. It's like the Sony Open in Hawaii. You know, the guys come over for the Century Tournament of Champions, and they don't all stay to play in the Sony Open in Hawaii. But so much money is raised for charities through the Sony Open in Hawaii, you know, matched by the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation. So it's that kind of heart with the folks, the volunteers who come out and run the show, doing everything from, I don't know, parking cars or taking people on a journey, you know, picking them up at the airport, all these things that are done, it's truly a great testament to the people who are invested because they want to give back to their community. And that's the beauty of some of these tournaments that we have. It's really wonderful. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
I was just gonna amplify your comments. This is the smallest market on the PGA Tour per capita. And since its inception, this tournament, in 51 years of history, has raised nearly $146 million for area charities, and 98% of that $146 million has come since John Deere assumed the title sponsorship in the late 1990s.
Wow. Wow. Isn't that cool?
Very much.
Yeah, I remember when the John Deere organization took over, and I was thinking to myself, that's interesting, because golf courses need a lot of equipment. Makes sense. John Deere, awesome. Thank you so much, George McNeely, for being on the show. I got just about 3 minutes, and I've got to do my sponsors right. You know what I mean? I got to thank my sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks for being on the show, George.
What a pleasure. Take care.
Aloha. So thanks to our sponsors, including Aloha Power Equipment, their mega store. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Evilay. You'll find all of the Aloha Power Equipment you need or want, and huge savings. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, and a whole lot more. Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu and their mega store on Alakava next door to the Costco gas station. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. And call Derek. You met him. You heard him. Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. We make sure our buyers are educated about what's going on when buying a home. So give him a call. Call Derek, 808-445-4038. MD Restoration, flood, fire, basic disasters. You need help. MD Restoration's on it. Any time of the day, any time of the night, right away. If disaster strikes your home, your office, call MD Restoration. They're licensed contractors. They'll do your cleanup and the repair. The number is 528-3434. Rainer Garage Doors, beautiful look, maximum security, quiet, safe, and they add value to your home. It's the perfect time to buy. Call 676-3667, but you got to add the 808 no matter what now. 808-676-3667. See the latest in garage door designs at HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com. 676-3667. And we are so honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA. A PGA of America member. It takes a lot of time, a lot of love for this game, a lot of patience to become a PGA, because they love this game and they're teaching. That's why you need to get a PGA to give you the best golf instruction. If you miss portions of the show and you want to hear it again, radiogolfclub.com. The podcast will be available to you every week. We do the podcast. You can get them wherever you get yours too. And you can also listen to the live stream if you're on the road and you can't stay home with your radio. 101.1 FM. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.